Governor Sean Parnell is going to court to support logging in the Tongass National Forest. He told his top lawyer to try to intervene in two environmental lawsuits seeking to reduce timber cutting. One would remove the forest's exemption from a nationwide ban on logging in roadless areas. The other seeks to block the logjam timber sale on Prince of Wales Island, also known as the diesel sale. Attorney General Dan Sullivan says the state has a direct interest in the lawsuits.
We think the federal government's decision will help create economic opportunity. And these groups are trying to reverse the federal government decision and essentially shut down the economic opportunity in terms of allowing timber harvest. And we think that that fits squarely within the state's interest to be involved in the lawsuits.
Greenpeace, the Tongass Conservation Society, and Cascadia Wildlands sued last month to block the logjam sale. They say the action was needed to protect wildlife, especially the Alexander Archipelago wolf. These groups were among about a dozen filing suit in December to overturn the roadless rule exemption. The Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, the organized village of Cake, and others say the suit would protect old-growth forests used for hunting, fishing, subsistence, and tourism. The suits are against the federal government, not the state. Sullivan says that's why the Parnell administration wants to get involved.
If these groups settle with the federal government, if we're not a party, we won't be at the table, even though it's our land and our citizens' jobs at stake. Secondly, if there's a element of the lawsuit or the court decision that doesn't come out the way we think is in the state's interest, if you're a party, you have the opportunity to appeal.
Klawak-based Viking Lumber won the right to log the diesel timber sale, part of the logjam sale area, in December. Other sales would be affected by lifting the roadless rule exemption.